And now, it's time for the Freedom Fiends Agenda live call-in show. Have you swallowed too much of the state's poison? The Freedom Fiends will stick their fingers down your throat and hold your hair back while you hurl. Call in before they get droned. Right now, live on Freedom Fiends Radio.
Yo.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that wasn't your voice. That was the end of the next ad. That's the beginning of the next ad.
I'm playing DJ, not my wife, but disc jockey from an iPod today.
Yeah,
which I don't mind doing, but you know, eventually we'll have it so you can do stuff too again. But it's just it tends to make problems.
Normally it's my job, but
normally it's your job, but you just disappeared. I can't hear you. Are you there, Nemafine?
Nemafine,
you just dropped out for like 20 seconds, man.
Oh, gay.
Yeah, I know. It's the central scrutinizer.
Well, I'm back. What I was saying, man, is I normally do DJ, but I was really busy. I am really busy because of my stupid brain. It had this idea to do a song called A Gun for Everyone. And then you were like, sleigh bells in the chorus, man, sleigh bells in the chorus. And I was like, huh, I guess that would work. And
then
you know
it turned into a Christmas song, man. Yeah. And you got to get it out by Christmas, before Christmas now. And the world's going to end tomorrow. Actually, it's going to end at 5 p.m. my time today because Greenwich Mean Time tomorrow starts at 5 p.m. today, my time. But what did you say to that?
I was like, yeah, because the Mayans knew what Greenwich Mean Time was. they were on that standard.
The Mayans were actually probably more in Wyoming or Austin time because they're like directly below us a few thousand miles. So,
well, did you see the CNN ran a piece where I guess they sent somebody to go talk to actual ancestors?
Mayans.
Not Mayans, not the ancestors, but the, I guess, the progeny, the successors to the Mayan genes.
Aren't they all gang members in Los Angeles now?
They were like farmers in like rural Mexico.
Oh, and that wasn't being racist. What I said is kind of true, but go on.
Yeah, yeah. But they were like, no, it's supposed to be the end of an era. Like, I guess the Mayans just didn't have time to write down the next era. So they were hopeful. They were like, yeah, this means the end of something. It's probably the end of something bad. So we'll have good stuff after.
Well, there's a cartoon of two Mayans and one's carving the big round calendar tablet. And he says, I ran out of room for 2012. And the other Mayan says, "Oh, that'll really make him think. That'll make him scared, or something like that. Or leave it. That'll freak him out."
Yeah, that's what I always. That was my first thought, even when I was a kid and I heard this. I was like, "Well, maybe they just didn't finish it. I mean, what are they going to do up until infinity? Mm-hmm. Like, they have to stop at some point. It's not like they have the time to literally do infinity on their calendar."
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're calling today's episode. It is episode 150. Yay! Woo! Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yay! 150! 150! Woo!
It's called Fiends Episode 150, the last Fiends episode ever. And that's kind of a joke and kind of it's not true. It's, you know, because the end of the world's tomorrow. But people will look at it, they'll see that I left Facebook, and they'll go, oh no, are the Fiends gone? But, you know, they should be listening now. They should be one of the 10 people on our server right now. Then they'd know. Right?
Stupid live radio. You dropped out for like 10 seconds. You
man, back? Central Scrutinizer is really dicking with us.
He is, man. Yeah. It's been kind of apocalyptic. It was apocalyptic last night here, too. It reminded me of those memes where it's like mostly apocalypse on the 21st. I felt like we were getting a little bit of light apocalypse last night.
I won't be into work today. I'm suffering from a touch of apocalypse.
Minor apocalypse.
I'll be in Monday. Yeah.
Partly apocalypse. Yeah, it got super windy and there was like this orange glow in the sky and there was like dust and leaves like blowing everywhere and the winds were like, I haven't felt wind that strong, you know, since I guess the last time I felt it, not even in Wyoming, but in Nebraska, like driving through the cornfields on my way to Washington State, or maybe it was on my way to Wyoming, and I had like a big bag on top of my little Hyundai with all my possessions in it, like one of those big things you see like in Europe where people move around and put the big
gypsy
bags on the top of their car.
You gypsy.
Yeah. And the wind was like blowing me off of the road, and I was in Nebraska and there was like corn leaves blowing everywhere. That's what it felt like last night here in Austin. And it was bad. Like I saw cars like almost getting blown into the wall on the freeway and ugh.
Wow.
So a little bit of light apocalypse. I guess the thing about the apocalypse that I've always felt is, you know, if that's when the world truly ends, there's nothing you could do about it, right? And yeah. So there's no point to prep, and there's no point to be like, oh, I got to get all my business in order for the world to end.
I know.
And if it does, you can't live your life assuming that, because if it's true, there's nothing you can do about it.
One of the more like, other than just states blowing shit up and killing each other, one of the more likely events of something that could actually happen that could actually damage the lives of most of the planet would be Yellowstone erupting, and I'd be gone in minutes. I'd be one of the first ones. It's like a 4-hour drive from here.
Yep.
So yeah, we're going to talk today about what to do when they come for your guns, because they're coming for your guns, people.
I kind of hope not, but maybe I have rose glasses on, man.
I know. The other day,
all that stuff I've seen is pretty bad.
Freaked out about it, and you were like, "No, man, liberty will prevail." And I'm like, "Dude, you haven't been watching the news, you haven't been following stuff, and although I like your attitude, and it keeps me mellow when I'm going, which they're making me feel now. Basically, Obama ran on, I won't take your guns away. Well, actually, he ran for Senate on, I'll take your guns away. And then when running for president, changed his tune. And I actually have a $10 bet with Michael Barabay, my lefty drummer from back in the day, Baby Opaque drummer, who wrote who wrote the book, What's Liberal About Liberal Arts. He's a total uber statist, the left will take care of us kind of guy. He's actually on that list of like 100 academics who are ruining America written by that neocon guy.
Nice.
But I have a $10 bet with him. He said Obama won't touch guns, and we didn't make it for first or second term. It was just, he said Obama won't touch guns, and he's gonna owe me $10.
So you have $10 to gain. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. And then the rest of my life in prison for doing things that aren't a crime.
Why don't you talk for a little bit? I got to go and make sure that nobody's watching Netflix, because maybe that's why my computer's being
gay. I think that's it.
I'll be right
back. Yep. Nima's wife watches Netflix, and he has to go and actually like log her off, and she doesn't have the password. Like, he can't, I guess, just say, please don't use Netflix. It's like he has to like ground her or something, send her to her room. I don't know what it is, but no, she's an independent, free thinking person and does things that compromise the audio quality of the fiends sometimes during the fiends, even when he asks her not to, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Is that what was going on?
What was going on?
Was someone on Netflix?
Nope. Nobody was on Netflix.
Okay.
I guess it's just Central Scrutinizer today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't you have to like change the password so your wife couldn't go on anyway and defy you while we're podcasting?
No, I didn't do that. Okay. I said that as a joke, but
I thought that was true, and I just talked about that and said that she's a free thinking person who defies you. And
she is. Speaking about being free thinking and defiant, on my first Christmas celebration, which was last Sunday, which was with my wife's family. You told Ben I was with a bunch of Persians, but my wife's family are like Merkins. Danish, I think, is her grandma. But anyway, I was over there with the Merkins, and before I got there, I went to the store.
Yeah, Nima just dropped out again. The Central Scrutinizer got him. Somebody said, Mango said, make her stand.
Style logger.
Okay, you got dropped off again, man. Why don't we go off Mumble? How about in a minute, we'll go off Mumble, and I'll play Guns for Everyone, and we'll come back on Mumble. But someone said that you should make your wife stand in the corner in a slip to punish her, which is actually like
kinky.
It's a game from the book How to Fuck a Woman's Brains Out that DJ that I wrote, or else Diary of an S&M Romance. That and it's not a punishment, like a real like make you feel bad punishment. It's like a game in the book.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All right, I'm gonna play the very rough cut from yesterday, unfinished, of Guns for Everyone, and then we're gonna log out of Mumble and come back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love the fiends and want to help out? We do take donations, and we put them back into our Liberty projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
The Bad Quaker staff has discovered how easy it is to get everything you need for the holidays at Amazon. Everything from the coolest decorations to hangover remedies, and everything from the latest movies and music to poop stain remover. If you follow the Amazon link at badquaker.com, Amazon will give badquaker.com a tiny portion of the purchase. It won't cost you any extra, but you will be supporting this podcast. Thank you.
Not released today.
You don't? Okay.
No. I want to wait till the video's out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I will not put that in there. So I want to talk about we don't need to talk about much about how everyone's going crazy about guns. That's what everyone's talking about. Although I do want to recommend a podcast that I heard that is pretty cool. It sounds like Grandpa Simpson crossed with Rush Limbaugh, but it's like the guy's like us, you know. It's realliberty.realliberty.media.com, and there's a podcast on there. The guy linked my Why I Left Facebook article, which I think people should go read, because it's I guess it's one of the signs of the apocalypse when Michael Dean leaves Facebook, but I did, and I felt a lot better since. You know, it's been two days since my last drink of Facebook, and I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of stuff done, and it's good. So people should go check out that guy, because he sounds like Grandpa Simpson meets Rush Limbaugh, but he's, you know, he thinks like us. So it's kind of like if your cranky grandpa were an anarcho-capitalist. It's pretty cool. So he and everybody else are talking about how they're coming for your guns. I want to talk about what to do when they come for your guns. And
okay.
I don't have any guns. You know, I sold them all yesterday. So that's my statement on that. So when they come for your guns, here's what Boston Tea Party said in his book, Boston's Gun Bible, a few years ago. First of all, if they have your name on a list that you own guns, they don't probably have a list of all the guns you own. That's what he said, and I'll just leave it at that. Secondly, don't turn in all your good guns, Boston said. And this is legitimate and legal to talk about, because it's not breaking any laws at this point to discuss this. He says, sell or give your guns away to someone braver than you. You know, if you're a pussy who's just going to say, yes, sir, when they come for your guns, give them to someone who's not a pussy, or sell them to someone who's not a pussy. And right now, they're out of ammo places. You were talking about buying an AK. It ain't going to happen, man. You aren't going to buy one right now. You can't even buy ammo right now. Go into a store. Call up a store. Here's something I would like someone on the Fiends chat to do. I would like someone to call up a sporting goods store in your town and just ask them if they have, you know, if they're out of ammo, or if they are low on ammo. And I would like to know. So, yeah. And Boston also says, if you are a pussy and do turn in your guns, don't turn in accessories. Don't turn in laser sights, holsters, mags, et cetera, et cetera. You know, give or sell them to someone who's braver than you. And, you know, bring them a strip down lower. That's what's technically a gun. So, you know, don't turn in any tools, anything, you know, anything that's helpful for people who aren't pussies. Boston says to get them to people who aren't pussies. You know, if you're a pussy, you're part of the problem, but you're not really part of the problem if you give your stuff to someone who's not a pussy. That's what Boston says. That's not his wording, but
just don't give it to the state.
Yeah. You know, or
the state doesn't need any more guns. They have all the guns. We need to make sure they don't have any of the guns.
Yeah. And they can't go door to door and search 100 million homes, or 80 million homes, 90 million homes, however many people there are. You know, a third of the nation owns guns, and they're about to make, they're probably going to make most of the country felons with the stroke of a pen coming up here soon. And all the people who ran on, I will protect your guns, are caving right now. Joe Manchin, the Democratic gun-loving NRA A-plus senator, who he's also a guy who yelled for the immediate dismantling of Silk Road. He's that kind of guy. But
yeah, exactly. I mean, he was not a freedom guy anyway. Like,
yeah,
you seemed worried that people who were principled gun advocates and self-defense advocates, they saw this thing, they're like, oh, I changed my mind, I guess freedom's not good. But no, they were opportunist politicians, yeah, in the first place. So they're yeah, they're like weather vanes. They're gonna go with whatever the public wants, and for some reason people are stupid enough to think that decreasing freedom will keep little kids from dying.
Yeah,
that's retarded.
And you know, he also is a total liar, because he ran on such a line in the sand kind of he made a video that was actually a kind of ripoff of or influenced by our friend Gerald Gay's video that we made of him shooting things that helped get him elected. And I've never done anything for politics since, and turned down $1,000 from him to make another video this year, just because I won't do politics stuff. But Joe Manchin made a video a couple of years ago when he was running for Senate that is him saying, I will not back Obamacare. And he holds up the bill, like, I guess the proposed bill, which was 300 mm-hmm. pages, you know, before it grew to about 1300 pages. And the video is him like taking that pile of paper and putting it on a target and shooting it with a deer rifle from about 20 paces, you know, mm-hmm. basically, you know. And people were saying, like, This has gone too far. Even the Democrats are talking about shooting at the government now. And Joe Manchin is the guy who recently said, I think we need stronger gun laws. We need to get rid of those assault weapons.
I don't get it. Why are people so stupid? And I guess I don't get why they're so much more stupid this time around. And you were saying it's kids, man. It's because these kids are so young that died in this Connecticut thing. But it's because people don't understand principles. They never work from first principles. They don't understand that that the non-aggression principle and property rights.
And we've lost Nima again. Where did Nima go? Hello, Nima. Hello.
It just makes me sad for the world, man. Sad for the world.
Yeah. I'm going to turn off zone alarm. Maybe that's what's causing problems here.
Am I still cutting out? What's zone alarm anyway?
Zone alarm is something that tells you what outgoing, like when you install a program that you get from somewhere and you don't know what it is and it scans as not a problem and you put it on anyway, but it basically it's the Windows version of a Mac utility that's called like stop or snitching or snitcher or something that basically tells you if any programs are trying to make outgoing connections to any IPs.
It's
pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem, because I don't know. The way it looks for me on my end is every 2 minutes or so, your mumble lips just go gray. Like,
yeah.
I can't hear you at all. And apparently I'm breaking up like you can't hear me sometimes. Is that how it – or do I just sound awful?
I don't know. You sound good to me, but you always sound good to me because you're Nima Fiend.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when I'm saying stuff, is it like cutting out or am I dropping words?
No, not much more than usual. It's just that once in a while you go dead for like 10 or 20 seconds.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing on mine.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yep. So when it happens, when the central scrutinizer does this to us, I will just keep talking and hopefully it'll be good. So back to gun control, people. What else do you have to say about that?
I mean, I guess it just seems obvious to me that making the government banning something never works, and I don't know why people can't learn that lesson. Why can't they get it through their thick skulls? And the left understands this completely when it comes to, you know, in general, the war on drugs, specifically the war on marijuana. They get it. They get that the government controlling it and banning it just it doesn't solve the problem of kids smoking pot. It doesn't solve the problem of people getting pot or getting drugs. I mean, there's drugs in jails. Why do liberals get that? They get that basic point, but they can't get that the same thing will happen with guns. If you ban the guns, then the only people selling guns will be the criminals who could push everybody else out of the black marketplace. And then you'll just...
Yeah, and I think what they're going to go for is a takeoff on the old Chris Rock routine of... you know, Chris Rock
ban things. There's more violence. I mean, look at the mafia during Prohibition, man. It's just stupid.
Yep. I think they're going to go with the Chris Rock thing of make every bullet cost $5,000. He said that as a joke like 20 years ago in some stand-up routine. I think they're going to kind of go for that. It's like they can't really get rid of all the guns, so they're going to make it really hard to get ammo. And
yeah, but they can't change market prices. The government is not a market institution. So what they'll have to do is they'll have to have some kind of tax or some kind of fee or tariff that will raise the price to that. But then there'll be just people hand-pressing their own ammo, doing home reloads and selling it, or people stealing trucks of ammo or chunks of ammo.
Yeah, like shooting the guy driving the truck over the highway in the middle of the desert
and then,
or something.
And then selling it in the black market. You know, I'll go to my weed – somebody will go to their weed man to get a box of nine. You know, all it's going to do is
except it'll be a scarier weed man than before, because it'll be a weed man that will deal with people that would, you know, rob a truck going over the highway.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really silly because it's nothing but reaction, and it's the wrong reaction. And what all it's going to end up doing is increasing violence if they do ban specific guns or do something scarier than that. So, it makes me really sad.
It's not taking into account unintended consequences. Not the book, but the concept that the book is named after, whereby, you know, if they do what a lot of people are screaming for right now, like make it so if you own an AK or an AR, you know, it's 20 years in prison. All that'll do is, first of all, there'll be a lot of people who'll say, hey, my interpretation of the Second Amendment is, you know, it's time to use these guns, which we're not going to do. But there are a few million people in this country who believe that. And basically, if you make the penalty for owning a gun the same as the penalty for murder, people will probably use those guns for murder. There's people yelling on the internet now saying that's what they're going to do. And the other thing is, if you make the penalty for owning, you know, a normal gun, which is what they call assault weapons guns, but, you know, a normal everyday family kind of gun, like an AR or an AK, if they make the penalty for owning one of those a felony, there'll be nothing to keep people from converting those to full auto, because they're already risking many years in prison to own them. There'll be nothing keeping people from putting homemade silencers on their guns. You know, and what they'll do is they can't go door to door to 100 million people and, you know, knock in their doors and search them. First of all, people learn from the lessons of that movie Uprising. They learn from the lessons of that event of the, you know, the uprising against the Nazis, the handful of brave people who risked everything because they had nothing left to lose. If they make it so people have nothing left to lose, people will behave like they have nothing left to lose.
Yep. Yep. They sure will.
And the other thing is, what they'll do is they'll do a lot of high profile busts of a bunch of people and just slay them. You know, they'll take family owners, family people, business owners, normal law abiding citizens, and parade them before the cameras and put them in prison for 10 or 20 years, get them to snitch on their friends who have guns for a few years off. And then a lot of people will turn in their guns. Not a majority probably, but, you know, the mom and pop people will do that. And then there'll be easy targets for criminals. Crime will increase. Violent crime will increase. This will not affect crime one bit. It won't affect real criminals who are willing to use a gun in a crime.
Not at all. Not at all. And that's I guess, the point that people are so stupid to miss, too. There was a politician saying, well, you know, this won't, if we do a gun ban or an assault weapons ban, it won't affect guns for legitimate self-defense. You'll still be able to legitimately defend yourself. And I'm like, no, because the way you legitimately defend yourself is you have the most powerful weapon at your disposal, so that if somebody attacks you with an equally powerful weapon, you can defend against that. Like you said, this isn't going to take AKs and ARs out of the hands of criminals at all, in the slightest. All you're going to do is take AKs and ARs out of the hands of people who are responsible and scared of the state.
Yeah, yeah. So,
So if somebody comes at me with an AK and the government mandates that I don't have an AK and all I've got is, you know, a 9mm handgun, that's pretty sad. And I say to liberals who buy this line, think about when you're playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, you want to get the best weapons possible. You don't want to go with the crappy weapons. The whole goal in that game is to get the better weapons.
Allowed to use a handgun and see how long you last.
Yeah, I like how every time you cut out, I jump in and try to finish your thought for you to make it look smooth, and then you come back in and it's like, what happened, man? The central scrutinizer is really screwing with us today, but the show must go on.
Here, do you want me to I'm going to jump off here and troubleshoot. You want to talk for a little while?
How long are you going to go? I could play some ads and songs and stuff.
Yeah, give me like 5 minutes.
All right, I'll do that. Let's see what we got here. Going all the way back to the Freedom Fiends Agenda. See, the microphone's like, I have to turn my head away from the microphone here. Let's play the Freedom Fiends Christmas song. Where is that? The Merry Grinchmas ad. All right.
Admit it. You hate shopping for Christmas. You do. It's a hassle coupled with a burden, mechanically checking off friends, relatives, and coworkers from your list. You're probably not even religious, but if you are, is buying your cousin some little made-in-China piece of plastic really celebrating the birth of your savior? This holiday season, why buy gifts for friends and relatives? Most of them are status anyway. You should send that money to the Freedom Fiends instead. The Freedom Fiends will use your money to help spread education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. If you want to help provide inoculation from indoctrination, go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post to send your money to the Fiends instead. Because buying crap for unappreciative statist relatives won't get your name on the golden floppy disk of redemption. And if you must shop for Christmas, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you anything extra, and Amazon will save you the danger of holiday drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon pretty much sells everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom, so get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com.
Yeah. Here's a song going all the way back to 1986 with the band Bomb, doing You in Romance. This is me singing and playing bass.
Y'all.
and that was Bomb, going all the way back to 1996. And I think Nima's going to call in here. We're going to have Nima try, see if he can get around the central scrutinizer by calling in. I don't know that that'll work, but we'll see. So let me set it up here for Nima. Maybe it really is the end of the world. Michael Dean has left Facebook, and the fiends are having trouble getting through a cast here. I don't know what it is, but could be on my end, because I tried to do an interview with a guy last night, and he was in the Caribbean in a place that has not as good internet as most people in America have. So I was blaming that, but it kept dropping out, even on Mumble and Skype, it kept dropping out. But if Nima calls and we can't keep him connected via Skype, I think we're going to decide that it's on my end, which means either the central scrutinizer or the Wyoming wind.
Fiend phone.
Yeah.
Fiend phone.
Here's Nima Vidotti. Hi, Nima Vidotti.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
All right,
you almost sound better than Mumble. I don't know why.
Yeah?
I think there's less delay. Oops, I turned you down. Okay, I was trying to turn me down. But I think there's less delay. Talk, Nima.
Talk, talk, talk. Check, check, check.
Yeah. So where were we? Let's get back into this. So guns. They're trying to ban guns. I've kind of gone everywhere I can with that. I got other topics, but you probably got some good stuff on that, do you?
I don't know. I'm distracted. Why don't you just move on?
What are you distracted with? Trying to pay bills?
The shit fest that is my voice today.
Your voice or your connection to your voice?
The connection.
Your voice sounds great. Are you using your mic through Skype?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What else would I use through Skype?
Yep. So did you get a chance to watch the Weather Underground movie?
No.
Okay.
I haven't been able to watch any media, man. I've been going to work and trying to work on this song and then yelling at my wife and then...
At your wife? Why?
Not yelling at her, but listening to her nagging at me, I guess, would be the way.
Is she in the room? Are you saying this to her over the podcast?
No, but she probably hears me.
Okay. Wow. You know, it's a rare... I really think the world may be ending because, okay, the internet screwed up. I left Facebook and I'm really mellow and happy and you're really cranky. That's very unusual.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, whatever. If it ends, it ends.
Yep. So I got a homework assignment for people. It's a movie called The Weather Underground. It's a very important movie. It's on... it's for streaming on Netflix is where I saw it. It's about the radical hippie organization called the Weather Underground in the 60s, who were not good people. I mean, they were blowing crap up and they were being violent. They actually, I'm not saying this is a teaching hospital. It's just watch this movie from a historical perspective. It's got Bill Ayers in it, who I just want to punch every time he talks. And I'm kind of ashamed now that I tried to I got on that whole bandwagon of he shouldn't be able to speak in Wyoming, which is ridiculous. And it was my 2 weeks that I was a neocon. You know, it was my transition from lefty to anarcho-capitalist. There was 2 weeks in there where I was watching Glenn back and believing it. So Nima's dropped off here. He's going to come back. So I'm just going to talk about this movie, The Weather Underground. those guys had problems. You know, it's kind of a good thing for understanding how the 60s worked and where the hippies went wrong, really, I think. So I would watch it from a historical standpoint. It's got amazing stuff about the Vietnam War. It's got amazing stuff about COINTELPRO. And it's where it also shows where the hippies gave up being anti-war and tried to become part of the establishment and became the watered down pro-war pussies they are now. I mean, the Weather Underground's concept, their slogan was bring the war home. They were like, okay, you're over there blowing up these yellow people over in Vietnam who haven't done anything and you're killing kids and we're going to bring the war to you. And they were blowing stuff up and I do not think that's ethical. I think it's absolutely unethical, but it's an amazing historical perspective and people should check it out because, you have to understand history to understand the present. And it's amazing the parallels that were going on then. I mean, it was, those people were dealing with war. They tried going through the normal process. They tried marching in the streets. Nothing happened. And they said, bring the war home. And that was their concept. And I also wonder if the phrase bring the troops home is the watered down pussy version of their thing, bring the war home. What do you think, Nima?
Am I back? I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
I lost you for a little bit there. I missed everything you said, but go on.
Oh, I said a bunch of really wrong stuff that you should go. I agree.
Why was it wrong?
No, it wasn't. There's nothing wrong about it. I was just talking about the movie The Weather Underground and how people should check it out from a historical perspective, and then we'll discuss it on the cast a few months from now after you get time to see it.
Yeah, yeah. We should totally do that. Did you learn a lesson from it?
I learned where the hippies went wrong, the radical hippies went wrong.
Where did they go wrong? In embracing violence?
In embracing violence and by being communists. But they were, above everything else, they were anti-war. And they marched in the streets, they carried signs, they got petitions, and they got ignored. So basically they said, we're going to bring the war home. We're going to commit war here. And they weren't killing people. They were, you know, blowing up recruiting stations and things like that. And you know, phoning it in and saying, get the people out of there. There's a bomb there, which I hate the idea of bombs. I was in a band called Bomb, but I hate the idea of bombs. I hate the idea of violence. I hate the idea of blowing stuff up. But it's a really important historical movie. It's also got a bunch of images from the Vietnam War that are uncensored, of like the violence of America's hand, what America did in the war. So, Nima is being centrally scrutinized here, and I don't know what's going on. But, I think I'm going to play some more music, unless Nima comes back.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
The Freedom Fiends will use your money to help spread education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. If you want to help provide inoculation from indoctrination, go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post to send your money to the Fiends instead. Because buying crap for unappreciative statist relatives won't get your name on the golden floppy disk of redemption. And if you must shop for Christmas, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you anything extra, and Amazon will save you the danger of holiday drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon pretty much sells everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com.
All right, Michael Dean, having a fiend fest here. Travis, Skype in again, please.
Fiend phone.
Travis, how you doing?
What's up?
Can you hear me? Talk a little bit.
I can hear you just fine. Talk. I just went and bought some lead and brass. So,
were they out? Were they low?
They were low, and like they, you know, everyone's having a hard time keeping stock, but like they had just picked up some 45, and they had like six or eight
what?
Boxes.
Yeah. Did they have a limit on what people could buy?
The guy didn't say that. I'm sure if I would have, he'd been like, well, but I was only getting one, so.
Well, what are you doing this Christmas, and what are you looking forward to? What are you afraid of and looking forward to for the new year?
So I have to go Christmas shopping, unfortunately.
Do you have a good internet connection? You're dropping out too. We're trying to troubleshoot to figure out if this is a my end, Nima's end, or the internet's end.
On 4G and mobile right now, so it's not like I'm not on Wi-Fi like at home or anything, but
all right.
It's as fast as my home internet usually.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go and grab Nima. He's calling in here. Thanks, man.
All right, cool. Bye. No problem.
Nima Vidati, how you doing?
Hearing?
Yeah, what's up?
just talking to you on the phone.
Yep. Travis called in and he was dropping out a bit too, but he's on a 4G phone, not on a home internet. So if someone on a home internet with a good, strong internet connection wants to Skype in, then we can test it. But what are your thoughts? What do you think, Nima?
I think we should take a vote amongst the people in the and ask them if they're okay doing it live right now. We'll record and do a double ender, I guess, and put out a proper Fiends episode.
Okay.
I kind of don't want anybody to hear.
Okay, I've stopped recording. I'm stopping recording.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon. Your house
is your property. All right, this is Michael Dean, post-game, post-show game chat. Neiman and I could not finish the cast, and I talked to him on the phone finally. We discussed the possibility of doing a double ender podcast, but I'm having an internet problem, or he is. We can't figure it out. It could be, you know, the Wyoming wind. It could be, I don't know what, or it could be the central scrutinizer. But the 150th episode, last Fiends episode ever, because of the end of the world tomorrow. Which isn't really our last cast unless we get droned, couldn't be completed because the power is beyond our control. And instead of struggling with trying to finish it, Neiman and I talked on the phone and decided the best thing for him to do was to go finish the video for the Guns for Everyone Except the Government video, because he's got the song done and he needs to film himself doing the video, download all the Ben Quaker Santa video stuff. And if he can download it, I don't know if it's his internet or not. So look for that. There will be a Fiends blog post tomorrow, December 21st, the end of the world, of where to find that on YouTube. And everyone should please go share that when it comes out everywhere on the Facebooks, which I'm no longer on. All right. This has been the nod, nod, wink, wink, last Fiends episode ever, episode 150. Thanks, Fiends, and take care.
We're not saying the Freedom Fiends are the one true path to anarchist liberation, but it's a good one. If you want to put your voluntarist money where your mouth is, consider making a donation to the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Then make a one-time gift via PayPal or set up a monthly contribution of as little as $3. Giving to the Freedom Fiends helps advance education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. The Freedom Fiends. We work hard, so send us some money.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Fiends Agenda. We'll be back streaming live every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. East Coast U.S. time on Freedom Fiends Radio at freedomfiends.com. MP3 archives of all Freedom Fiends episodes are available free at freedomfiends.com. That's FreedomFiends.com. Worms.